How's everyone today?
Cool.
You guys hungry? All right, I'll be fast. So we are the data science team, audience science team from Viacom. We were started about 7 years ago, and we've become a center of excellence within the organization. We sit at a corporate level, and we support the entire Viacom portfolio of brands. That's everything from MTV to VH1 to Comedy Central, BET, Paramount, et cetera. And so what is it that we do? Fabio likes to say that we liberate data. But really what we do is very, very simple. I try and get people to watch more TV. I can't tell my kids that's what I do for a living, but that's what I do. I lie to them every day as a part of my job. So what we've done is focus recently on how do we get information into the hands of users across our organization. And that really comes through data democratization. You can see some of the quotes up here. It's big buzzwords that everybody knows these days, right? So you have McKinsey saying getting analytics into the hands of broad-based frontline users. You've got the Harvard Business Review with self-serve data analytics is changing the way organizations are able to operate, et cetera. You want to next slide, please? But really, what this all comes down to is something that each and every one of us has to deal with in our daily lives, which is that never-ending process of a request is made by a decision maker, either a data analytics, data science, or an IT person works to pull information, run an analysis, present that analysis, and then you iterate back and forth and back and forth until you get somewhat of an answer. But what ends up happening is on both ends of that equation, you have people who are frustrated, bad communication back and forth, and just poor management and poor data being used to its fullest extent. So what we've done is come up with a platform that we think solves a lot of these issues. Again, it's about getting data in the hands of the users and the decision makers. So it facilitates that process much, much faster. So I'll pass it over to Fabio, and he'll walk you through what we've done.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. So how do you actually do that? How do you bring the data and the data science in the hands of the decision maker? So obviously, it's not easy. Why? Because, you know, I work for a huge company. And each one of them has a different goal, different challenges, different questions. So obviously, it cannot be one tool that answers to all the questions. You know, the marketing team has a different question than the programming, than the scheduling, than the content creation, et cetera, et cetera. So obviously, it cannot be one tool serving everybody. It cannot be a database because, you know, the president of the brand obviously is a smart guy, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't use SQL. And even if he does, he doesn't have time to run a query to answer his question. So how do you build something that helps pretty much everybody use data to build a story, from the junior data scientist up to the president of MTV, Comedy Central, et cetera, et cetera. So we came out with a solution, and the idea came to me just by using my smartphone, right, that everybody uses. So in your smartphone, you don't have one app that does everything, right? You have different apps that do different things. It's the same concept. So what we did, we built one centralized platform, and on top of it, we built data applications, where each application is tailored to a specific use case. So now you have an app to do optimized media planning for promo placement. Then you have an app to analyze affinity among your content and come up with new ideas for content creation. You have an app that analyzes the user experience across all the viewing, across the day, to help the scheduling team. That's what we actually did. So most of this presentation is going to be a live demo of the actual platform. We're going to show you three of the apps that we built. The idea behind it is to build applications. Again, they're tailored to answer specific questions, and they're easy and almost fun to use. So we use all this data visualization technique. So even the president of a brand wants to run an app and model. And he doesn't have to go across, you know, millions of rows and columns, but just one visual that helps him come up with a story.
Hello. Hi, my name is Amy Sinensky. I'll be here to be your Vanna White and Vanna White the platform for you. So as Fabio said, this is our audience science platform. Really important at the company. We have a lot of users using this already for insights, quick and easy. So this, again, to reiterate, this is our vision, right? We're in the business of big data, advanced analytics, and the goal is to create a really nice user experience, right? We want data to be accessible and easy and fun, and that's really the approach we took for this platform. So I'm going to try and boogie through these because I know we have a couple apps to show you. These are our most popular. We have three right now. The first I'll take you through is called Quasar. And this is a really strong tool for tune-in impact, for promo placement, for media planning optimization. And at its core, what this app does is it allows you to create a custom audience, follow that audience over time to see what they're currently watching on TV. So you'll see that our apps have the same look and feel across all three. This is the report here, but it's really this left input panel over here that you can collapse is where you have the flexibility and customization that our users really like. So for this example, what we're showing you is The Daily Show a few years ago. I'm sure there's a lot of Jon Stewart fans in the audience. So if a new season of a show is coming up, you can literally look at last season's viewers and see what they're watching on TV today to retarget them. So we're looking at the first 2 months of 2014. Everything you can move quickly like this. You know, you have a drop-down for all the different shows, movies, anything on TV we have access to. We have all these different selections to make this as customizable as you need it to be. Repeats and originals, different sources, live same day, live three. We have a full demo section. And the beauty is you can create this audience and then define what your today is. So you can define it as the last 30 days. You can define it as the last 6 months. Whatever strategy you're coming in here with, you can answer using this tool.
And I was just going to say, so behind this tool that it looks, this is the most traditional of the apps, so it looks like a reporting tool. But behind this, there is a couple of data science algorithms. So now you don't have to be a statistician to run a model. So we have like a segmentation algorithm that identify your gold, silver, occasional light viewers. And we also have an act-alike model. So on the left panel, there is like a little toggle that if you turn it on, now there is a model running in the background to identify your prospect viewers, not only your actual viewers. So, and by the way, it's pretty sophisticated. It's using the same methodology that Amazon and Netflix uses to identify for the recommendation engine, so that like collaborative filtering and all that stuff. So anybody in the company can run a model without being a statistician, or an expert in data science. And that's what we mean by, you know, data science democratization.
So just one last thing I'd like to add to that is that prior to our implementation of the platform, this type of analysis would somewhere take anywhere between 2 to 5 business days for an analytics team to work on. Each and every one of these variables you can change at any given moment and have an answer back to you within under 10 seconds. And the best part about it is it's consistent, right? So everybody's working off the same data set. We don't have different analytics teams or research teams across the organization running different types of analysis using a different base. This all comes from the same place and spits out in the same format so that it's universal across the organization.
Great. And as Fabio mentioned, a nice piece of this report is also the integrated segmentation. We have gold, silvers, occasionals. And these are just different viewer groups that appeal to different strategies. If you come in here with a retention strategy, you can focus on one type of viewer. If you come in here with an acquisition strategy, you could focus on another type of viewer. So again, it's really serving a lot of purposes for a lot of different brand units at Viacom. And then, of course, we have filters to further customize these reports, right? We have daypart. We have different metrics you can look at. We can isolate specific brands. We can look at this at a program level or a network level. The flexibility is endless with this. You can really come in and answer a lot of different questions. The beauty of this is you can also download the data when you're done. So a lot of teams like this functionality. They can take this data and run with it and do a million other things, or kind of that first stepping stone to a lot of other analyses that are done. So that's one of the first apps we have to show you. Think of these applications as like an ecosystem of apps, right? You come in here with a show in mind. For this example, we're using The Daily Show. And you can use all these apps in succession and answer a lot of questions. So this one we're calling Pathways. And we call it Pathways because it's literally showing you the path of TV engagement surrounding a program or a time slot. You can also think of it like a lead-in and lead-out report on steroids, and you'll see what I mean in a second. Similar to our Quasar app, right, we have this left input panel where we can customize the audience. So we're looking at those first 2 months of 214, The Daily Show. I just picked Monday and Tuesday. Reddit airs Monday through Thursday. So say if that was of interest, you could do that. We have our demo section down here, so on and so forth. So what I mean about lead-in and lead-out on steroids is your centerpiece or your selected program will always be in the middle, but it literally shows you what people... I'll switch back to program. What people watch directly before and after your program. So you're seeing a lot of pink here. That's all Comedy Central. All of our Viacom brands have a specific color, so it'll be pretty colorful, and you'll see that Comedy Central does a pretty good job of retaining their viewers. And anything in gray is an off-channel property. So you would read this, everything surrounding the centerpiece. So this is in direct conjunction with The Daily Show. So 18% of people that watch The Daily Show watch Colbert Report right before. This is probably a repeat. This is probably the original. You see that they go hand in hand. There's a nice synergy there. Just an example of an insight that you could get from this. So not only can we look at what they watch right before and right after, we can do it two shows before and two shows after. So you can literally see what people are watching in and out of The Daily Show. And then furthermore, we can increase this to up to 15 shows. So you'll see that there's some off-channel programming here. A lot in the comedy space makes sense.
So I think this is a good example of what we mean with, apps that an easy visual that is almost like a game that contains a lot of information. So imagine having all this information in a table. It would be like, a lot of rows and columns. And obviously, the brand executive is not going to have time to go through lots of rows and columns. The idea is to have one visual that is very easy to use, somehow interactive, that gives you right away some insights. The colors tells you right away what's the cross-brand activity because all the colors is the same company. The gray is the competition. So that's what we mean. That's what we mean with strong data visualization that makes the app almost like a gaming experience, easy to use, that gives you a lot of information in very simple visuals.
So one thing I wanted to mention is the drop-in and drop-out. I'm sure you guys noticed that. So that means someone literally turned on their set-top box. So it hasn't expanded to OTT just yet. We're working on that implementation, but right now it's someone who just turned on their TV, so you can understand appointment viewing and all of that type of stuff. So moving right along, we can show you, again, last but not least by any means, this is our affinity map, and the name is fitting because it's literally showing you a map of TV affinity across the entire TV landscape. So what's really nice about this app is it literally concentrates all TV in one nice snapshot. You're kind of seeing everything from a bird's eye view, and it's showing you all TV affinity around, again, that selected program that you create over here. Keeping consistent, we're looking at The Daily Show. It's circled in red. And when you click on it, you're actually getting the most direct connections, the highest synergies, the strongest TV affinity. But then there's also a lot of other programming that you'll see kind of on the outskirts. Just as important, it's still correlated to The Daily Show, but it's showing you a much more niche audience, right? It's not your direct consumer, but they're still consuming your content quite a bit.
Yeah, so actually we really like this app. Can you zoom out and... Yeah. So we call this this view the DNA of your audience, which basically in one picture it tells you what your specific audience that you define on the left is how that audience is consuming TV, what they are watching, and how everything relates to each other. So, you can use this app for scheduling, for to identify white spaces in the content landscape. Is there something that my audience love and I'm not producing? How things relate to each other. So it's amazing to see how things automatically cluster together. So, different genre and how, things, you have things on the side that, not everybody watches the same thing, but there is like a niche audience, a subgroup of your audience that love a specific content that maybe you are not producing. So, in one visual, the idea is to easily identify insights, right? So is there something I should create that I'm not creating today? How is what's the level of my competitive landscape? How is my audience clustering? Is there a lot of subclusters? Does everybody like and watch the same thing? So all this information in one easy visual that it's, you know, you can run this, you can give, try to run some one on South Park, for example, just to show.
Yeah, and quickly you can see the cross-pollination with Viacom here. You see all the colors. So this is a good example of kind of that cross-company collaboration across all of our brands and really see where they lie in conjunction with each other.
So the interesting thing about this particular app is that this really started out really old school, which was we would do this visualization and print it out on these huge boards and bring it to the various brand presidents. And quite a few of them have some of them still stuck to their walls. And I think what's great about this is that, you know, like the old saying, picture tells a thousand words. You know, up here as data scientists, I will tell you that I couldn't tell you the first thing about how to create a hit TV show. It's just not what we do. It's not really, you know, where we lie. I mean, maybe the Netflix guys are better. I don't know. You guys are pretty smart. But what we can do is give data and information into the hands of the people who know how to do that. So there are a lot of people in our organization who are much more talented at understanding their audience, and they can look at a picture like this and have it make sense, and out of this can say, hey, I really need to go after the Adult Swim viewers that I'm losing out from whatever channel or whatever content that they see being pulled across, which changes the way that they look at, should we do reality, should we do scripted, et cetera, et cetera.
And, I mean, as you can imagine, obviously the first benefit of having this, it's time, right? So we used to do this manually, and it would take us 3 to 4 days because, you know, you have to clean the data, you have to map it, and then obviously there is always, like, something that doesn't work, so you have to get back, clean more data, remap it again, so forth and so on. And then we would print it on, as Chris said, on big posters and deliver it to the client. Then, but often the client would be, okay, I only want to see female. I don't care about male. So you have to go back, rerun it, blah, blah. So what we just switched from Daily Show to South Park, and it took like 3 seconds. So stuff that before it took us like 3-4 days to do, now you can literally run it in 3 seconds.
And so what I was doing here, just playing with these filters on top, you know, which it's the results that come up can be cumbersome. There's kind of a lot of things going on here. And so these filters up here let you toggle. Let you toggle and remove some of the clutter here and really just focus on kind of the strongest affinities that you see. So again, these filters are really nice to create additional customization.
So, you know, apart from the actual applications that we showed, apart from the actual data, which, by the way, this is dummy data, so we're not really focusing on the insights here, but the idea, it's on the solution, right? So how do we deliver data democratization? So again, the idea is to build an app to answer a specific question. And it's working. We have now, obviously, this is for internal use only. We have, you know, around 250 people signed up. Around 150 active users that run stuff every day. So we soft launched this 8 months ago, and we already have like 2,000 to 3,000 reports ran. So obviously, you know, we think it's working. And what we're actually doing now, it's we are opening this. This is becoming an open source. So the idea is to create an API so anybody in the company can build an app. So this is our philosophy. We want to open this. And right now there is someone in Nickelodeon that is building an application that will be ready in maybe 1 to 2 months. And my team is not building it. So to scale this, we really want to open it, make it an open source. So today we have 10 apps. In 3-4 months, we maybe have 25 to 30 apps.
Yeah, and one point I wanted to mention is that we don't create these apps and kind of throw it at our users and say, go, just use it, right? We're always looking to create tutorials and trainings and really let people feel comfortable with the applications that we create. And an example of this is the tutorials here. You know, say that you used it for last season's premiere and you're looking to use it for the next one that's upcoming, and you're a little rusty and you just need a tutorial, this is a great option for you. We also have a documentation page which documents everything on here. So, again, this is very user-centric. We want people to feel comfortable and gain insights quickly, and this is just another piece that will help us do that.
Yeah, so I think that's it. I hope We gave you an idea of how we are democratizing data and data science. I think we have some time for questions, maybe. Unless you're too hungry.
I see a lot of user data, but I don't see a lot of metadata about the content. And I was just curious, is that sort of on a roadmap? Is it a different team that does that? Where do you guys stand?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, one of my dreams is to go beyond the TV screen or whatever platform you use to watch content. So we are doing that. We want to know and find out everything we can about the audience and the content that they watch. And by the way, so this is very flexible. These are just three examples that we gave you, but in theory, you could build an app to do anything. We are building an app to help the PR department, for example. But yes, we started doing that, and the new version of some of these apps will let you navigate the data through metadata. So for example, we are doing an integration. It's actually done. So we are integrating all the viewing data with IMDb and other data that we get from the internet. So we have an agreement with IMDb. So now we know, you know, everything that you can see on IMDb is attached to every single content. So we capture the genre, the subgenre, the cast member, the key plot lines. So in theory, let's say the quizzer that you saw in the beginning, you will be able to see people that like watching food reality, what they are watching on TV today. People that like a specific actor, what they are watching on TV today. So that's just the beginning, but definitely, yes, that's a big priority because, as I said, we want to go beyond the specific content. We want to know as much as we can about the audience and then, you know, slice and dice the data through starting from the metadata.
Other question? Where are we going? Hold on 1 second. Doing my Phil Donahue.
I was just wondering, when do you decide and how do you decide what becomes an app versus just collecting the data and that 3 to 4 day exercise? Is that something that you go out and meet with your business community and determine their objectives to help define the use case? Do you have like a use case library? Is it like most frequently requested analysis? How do you decide what is an app?
So I think in our organization, as in a lot of the media organizations that haven't traditionally been based on data for the most part, I think the process has been ongoing. So it's like I said, we were created about 7 years ago, and largely through evangelizing the use of data have we built these partnerships with our various brand partners. And through sort of that relationship, we've been able to come up with ideas on how to solve some of the questions that were important to them. And just based on the sheer number of questions that were consistent with each other led to the creation of some of these apps. So I think it's more about an open dialogue and trying to bring something that can be universally used. You know, you'll see the pattern start to pop out once you start continuing to have those conversations.
But, you know, just to add something, you know, we've been doing this manually for a long time. So, you know, at some point when you build the same analytics to answer the same question on a regular basis, then you're just like, okay, I'm just going to build an app that you can use yourself. Not because I don't want to do it for you, but because, you know, you can run it yourself. You get your answers quickly, much quicker than you can if I run it manually. So it just, you know, by doing it manually, we came up with the idea. We were doing most of this stuff already. It was taking much longer. And we just using a different technology now to do it. And it's much
faster. Another one down front here.
Hi, that's really cool stuff. Now that you guys are sort of more of a platform group rather than just a data science sort of services team, how have you changed your goals? How do you measure yourselves? What are your hopes and dreams?
That's a really good question. So I would say that we haven't really evolved to the point where we want to be, right? So as you mentioned, we have been successful within the organization. As a part of that, there is certainly an aspect of organizational change that has to come as a result. I will tell you that within Viacom, there may be a few people that are not really very happy with this platform simply because it is a threat to some of the things that they do, but that's understandable, right? Change can always be difficult. So I think that we're on a process where we are putting data at the center of more decisions than we had in the past, and that's ultimately, for me, would be the best goal for us to have. But, you know, in terms of where we are, I think it's changed the type of people that we're bringing in as well. So we've got, you know, now we've got a platform, we've got web developers, we've got, you know, more hardcore data scientists underneath us than what we had in the past, which was really more sort of SaaS and SQL based. This is more on the development side of it. But I think really it's the ultimate goal is the organizational shift to having data be like a place at the table. Like I said, our thing, and I always tell this to all of our brand partners, is that we're not trying to have science replace the art. We're just trying to have science inform the art. And that's really what I want that trust to be built to that level.
Yeah, I mean, my vision, as I said, the next step for this is to make it an open source so you can really scale it. So now you have everybody across the organization building apps. So basically the idea, again, to use the smartphone analogy, is to build an app store for data science. That's what would be the next step. And we will piss off even more people then.
Anyone else?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Amy, Fabio, Chris, excellent.